Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Again, I say welcome. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're certainly glad to have you. And if you've been to this podcast before, welcome back. You are wise. We are certainly glad that you returned. Just to let you know what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. We are encouragers and we believe that everyone could use a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So, whenever you come here, if you decide you need a word of encouragement, we want you to come here. Think of us first. That's what you can expect. And what we expect from you is that you let others know we're here. We can see that people are listening and technology is changing and we're reaching more and more people, yet whenever we hear from you, it encourages us. So whenever you come here, you can expect a word of encouragement. What we expect from you is that you let us know that you're listening and let someone else know that we're here. If you want to contact us, communicate with us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. Also, with the way technology is changing, when you listen to the podcast as we share it, and we're hoping that you will share it with others, you can leave a comment. We get those also. And we're encouraged whenever we hear from you, when we hear and know that you're listening. And we want to hear how you're doing. We're concerned about that. Because here, just let me say a couple things. We base everything we do on the written word of God. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've come to know with knowledge, growing on a daily basis, learning more and more every day, exactly what that means for us and how to live from that success, the success of Jesus' death on the cross. And as I said before, what that means for us. And what we do here, because we believe God, we acknowledge Him in all of our ways. We have scriptures. We base everything we do on scripture. There's a tool we want to tell you about that we use pretty much every day. Used it today. It's BibleGateway.com. And if you go to that website, you're going to find a number of translations of the Bible. You can read to your content. And if reading is not your strong suit, there are, I'm told now, because of the way technology is changing, some audible translations, which means they'll read the Bible to you. But with all the new devices that we had, with the phones and with the tablets and so on and so forth, and our computers, you can pretty much, if you go on the internet, pull up the Word of God and listen as often as you like. And again, whatever you want to know, we're willing to share what we know. So email us and give us a good email address where we can contact you. We can set something up. If you want to talk with us, we do have access to conference lines. We'll work that out. But we do here base everything on the written word of God. And we suggest that everyone read the Bible for themselves as we do. Everything we have that we tell you about is scripture based. Now, I must say, everything that I share, I seek the Lord to find out what to share with you. And everything that I share is based just on relationship with God, because I am walking through my seventh decade looking into my eighth decade. That means that I've been around a while. I've seen some things. Yes, I live here in the same realm as you. I live here in the world, but I'm not of the world. I live according to kingdom principles. The Bible tells us in a certain place that our life is not found in the abundance of things, but our life is found in every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I'm a witness to that, because as I read and learn more and more about the Word of God and sit more in God's presence and let Him minister to me and ask every question that I have and get answers and understand what night seasons are and so on and so forth, because God will answer. He will reveal to you. The quality of my life improves on a daily basis. It gets more exciting on a daily basis. And things I share with you come from having relationship with God. Things that I've experienced personally, not what someone told me. Although, yes, I've had people who inspired me and pointed me in different directions and so on and so forth. Told me what God told them and so forth. But I always go to God for myself. And I recognize that, and I believe that everyone should go to God for themselves. Get used to that. Yes, and I know that this salutation is a little longer than it is most, and you'll find that some salutations are longer than others, but these are things that I'm led to say at this season. They're just necessary. Now, I suggest you go to the podcast library, and you're going to find a number of segments, because we can't tell everything in one episode, but they build on each other. And if you go to the podcast library and just listen to the segments, the episodes that speak to you as often as you want, you can listen as often as you want. And just let us know, you know, what you're getting. And if you something that you feel that you would want us to address, we can. If you got questions, just let us know you're there. Email us and let us know. We'd be glad to hear from you again. And I hope I haven't left anything out. But if I have, Just charge it to my head, now my heart, and just keep continue coming and tell someone that we are here. And I believe this week I am to share with you what God gave me, what He said we should be doing or I should be doing. Just sit, receive, and believe. He said, sit in His presence, receive what He reveals to me, and certainly believe what He's sharing with me. When I read God's word, when I go into God's word, I usually go in, I read the word based on what the need is. Because the Lord said His words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. So if I have a situation, if I come short in a particular area, if I have a particular need, I know that there's something in the Bible that addresses that need. Because there is a place in the Bible where the Lord told me, He says in His word, that He knows every thought that's in my head and every word before it comes out of my mouth. And I know He knows me personally, because He said He knows the number of hairs on my head. I realize and know that I'm an individual expression of God, as are you. That's why we're all different. That's why we don't all think the same way. That's why we don't all look the same way. We're like snowflakes, and I'm told that no two snowflakes are alike. Even if you're twins, there's one thing that's different. Hallelujah. We are individual expressions of God. We are. And God said He would supply all of our need according to His riches in glory. He has an inexhaustible supply. No matter how much He blesses me with, it won't take anything away from you, or how much God blesses you with, it won't take anything away from me. I understand that. Listen to some of the previous episodes. Just go to the library and pick the episodes that, you know, you want to listen to. Let me know what you think. But getting back to sitting, receiving, and believing, when you sit in God's presence, basically, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you receive all of Him. He comes in. He gives us His Holy Spirit. We receive of God, which is his spirit, and he comes in and we've given him permission to shepherd our life. He did say in another place in his word that during our lifetime, it's really only one thing necessary, and that's that we allow him to come in and show us the way. In another place, he says he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And that is true. He's the way. He will show us how to walk through this earth realm. And I find as I get more mature, as I said, I am walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade, I'm seeing a lot of change. The Lord let me know, and I know I'm going to live a long time because I found in God's word that he said I could. And because of that, I know he said, you let me know, Charlene, you're going to see change. You're going to see a number of things change. I know one day I'll be one of the recipients of one of those cars. First of all, an electric car. And I know I'll have one of those cars that drives itself, well, you know, from artificial intelligence. And I'm kind of excited about that because as I get more mature, and if you go to the library of this podcast, one of the episodes I was talking about, when I was speaking to a friend and we were discussing how we're noticing changes in our body as we mature physically. And when you live a long time, and that is the goal here, to live a long time, but not just to live, but to have a quality life, an enjoyable life. As you get more mature, you learn. When I say mature, I'm talking about naturally. When you get more natural numbers behind your name, when you get more natural numbers, when they ask you, you know, how many years you are. Some people say old, I say young or wise. How many years wise are you? How many opportunities have you, how many years have you been blessed to see, you know, various number of Christmases and so on and so forth? How long have you been living? The goal is to live a long time, but not just live a long time, live a long time with a quality life, because that's what the Lord planned for us. His original intention for us, his heart toward us, we learned from one of the prophets, Jeremiah, lets us know that God's heart toward us is only good. In the New Testament, he lets us know that we can call him Abba Father. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, he is my Redeemer. When Jesus died on the cross for me and for you, if you receive it and believe it, he became for us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. We have access to the wisdom of God, the mind of God. We do. And in another place in the word, it lets us know to get wisdom, which is the principal thing. But the Lord also shows in his word, not only do you get wisdom, but also get understanding. So to get understanding, to understand something, I learned as I got more mature, you have to sit with whatever it is you're trying to understand. You may have the information, you may have the knowledge, you may know what you want to ask, but you've got to go before God and just sit there. I suggest take a paper and pencil, write out what it is you want from him. I always put a time and a date on what I'm doing so I'll know when I did it. I can make reference. But you probably learn to do that too as you live a long time, which is the goal, as you get more mature. Dating things help. But as I'm sitting in God's presence, I realize not only do I sit in his presence, which means I rest in his presence, and I trust him sitting there, looking in his face, because I can do that. You know, in the Old Testament, the Bible lets us know that they couldn't look in God's face and live. That's what he told them. So he created a place for the writer that wanted to see him, put him in the cleft of the rock. And all that writer could see was God's hinder parts, because the Lord hadn't gone to the, Jesus hadn't gone to the cross as yet. So couldn't just come into the presence of the Lord like we can do today. Couldn't just sit in the presence of the Lord like we can do today and live. You see, we can look in Jesus' face. I can see God in the face of Jesus Christ. I can look in Jesus' face. And how do I do that? I realize that the Bible says, and oops, I almost told you what that scripture is. If you want to know, I can give you those scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I know that in the beginning, the Word of God was with God, and the Word was God. And I also know further on down that same chapter that The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I know how I came to know about Jesus. Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. Yes, he did. Emmanuel, God with us. The fact is, though, I had to sit with the Word of God. I sat in Sunday schools. I sat in Bible classes. I sat in church services. I had to sit with that Word. I had to have a desire to want to know. So you have to sit. You got to just stay put. You got to come in and say, this is what I want to know, Lord, and I'm going to stay here until you give me my answer. And if you rest in that, make a decision of your own. If you want your life, if you want to live the success of the victory of the cross, you got to believe what Jesus said about himself. You have to take possession of the knowledge. You have to take possession and receive the fact that you have access to the Christ man 24/7. You have to believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, especially to know about him. And you have to be willing to listen to the various segments of the podcast that you have an interest in over and over until you get it. But it's not just to listen to it over and over until you get it. Then you got to believe it, accept it as true. You do. You have to accept it as true and judge it as proof of what can be in your life. Proof of the fact that you can have victory. Proof that your hope, whenever you hope, it'll never make you shame. Proof that the Lord Jesus Christ, death on the cross, when you believe that and receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, has cleansed you and restored you to your rightful place in him. That the breach, your separation from God, that breach has been repaired. And you can approach God boldly, right here and right now. You can receive and believe every promise that he has made you, because he cannot lie. The Word tells us in another place that it's impossible for God to lie. Impossible. He cannot lie. His word is true. He said in another place, when you acknowledge him in all your ways, no matter what your situation is, no matter what you be living through, walking through, he said he will direct your paths, show you what to do, show you how to get through it, hold your hand. When you find yourself in challenging situations, earlier today, when I came from my walk, I had a request for prayer from a young woman who had lost a child. And when I called and prayed with the young woman, I found out that, you know, it's just good to be able to encourage people. But she had to believe that the prayer would be effective. She had to want the prayer. The Lord says in another place in his word that he stands at the door and knock. That's the door of your heart, the door of your mind. You have to open that door to him. Sit down and learn about him. Receive what he has to say in his word that pertains to you once you receive him and believe it. Accept it as true. You can do that. You can do that. You can sit in his presence. You can receive his word and you can believe it for yourself and see evidence, proof of a higher quality life. Now, I hope I've said something that's helpful to you. I want to hear from you. I want to know how you're doing. I want to share what I know to be true of the word of God. And I know that God is faithful. He is faithful. The Lord Jesus Christ is faithful even when we're not. He can't deny himself. That's just who he is. And he loves you. So I want to hear from you. God bless.